Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Rob Kane. I am the Life Teams Director at LifePoint Westerville, and I hope you're having a great week. This last week at LifePoint, we started up a new series in the book of Habakkuk called Forged, and the tagline is Strong Faith is Forged in the Fire. And this great book of Habakkuk opens up right away, right from the get-go, with this tension that Habakkuk sees all of the injustice and the evil around him, and he has been bringing this to God, and he has been met with silence. He's been asking God, how long are you going to let this go on, and why are you letting all of this happen? And a lot of us today have similar questions. When we look around at society, when we look around at some of the just the craziness of the world, sometimes we wonder if God even recognizes it. Is he doing anything about it? And what we see in Habakkuk, those first four verses, he's calling out to God. He's honest with God, because good and healthy relationships welcome questions and welcome honesty. So Habakkuk is honest with God, and then we see Habakkuk's humility as he listens to God's response. You see, God didn't even have to respond to Habakkuk, but he did in his kindness and in his grace. But the funny thing is that he says something that we don't really expect. He says, hey, Habakkuk, those aren't his exact words, but he says, hey, man, I am working and I do see everything that's going on, but even if I were to tell you my full plan, you wouldn't believe it. And so he tells Habakkuk a small portion of it, of how he's raising up this evil nation, really, of Babylon, to judge his own people, Judah. And what we see is that not only is Habakkuk honest with God, but he's humble enough to listen. But then what that fuels is Habakkuk's ability to endure. What we see is that strong faith in this passage, as Habakkuk exudes it for us, strong faith is marked by honesty and by humility and by endurance. See, it wasn't until 586 BC, 14 to 54 years after God told this to Habakkuk, that it actually came to fruition. And so maybe today you're in a position where you have been bringing something to God, or you are frustrated with the things that are happening around you, and you're not really sure if God is even paying attention. I would encourage you to take a minute and be honest with God. He is not going to be upset with your honesty. And then humbly listen to him by digging into his word, meditating on it, thinking about what it says, and then having that fuel your endurance. And so today, let's pray as we go about the remainder of our week. Father, we come before you, and we all come from different backgrounds, but we acknowledge that you are a good and loving Father. And sometimes it's difficult for us to really believe that. Sometimes it's in our head, but it doesn't make its way all the way down to our heart. And so we're asking, Lord, that you would strengthen our faith, that you would remind us that you are always at work and you are always working your good and perfect will that will bring you the most glory and be good for your people. We thank you. We ask for the ability to be honest, the ability to be humble, and the ability to endure. And we can only do that through your son, Jesus, who did all of those things for us. We pray this in his name. Amen.